All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
You know, one of the things that I do that's gross that isn't good for this time is bite my fingernails.
Oh, yeah, no. Cut that out.
It's always surprising that I did it anyway because I'm such a germ freak, but I would always clean me before I bit them. But still, you really can't get under there enough, you know? So I was kind of searching on what to do if you bite your fingernails. And what I do, first of all, is I read a story that said put on foul-tasting polish. Now, if you're a dude, you're probably not going to do that, right? But what I do is I put Band-Aids on my fingers because that will keep me from biting them. Sometimes I really wanted it, though. I just peel the Band-Aid back and eat the fingernail and let it come by. But still, what I would try to do is put Band-Aids on it. I was reading this story, too, over at Men's Health, and they say focus on one finger at a time. Meaning, if you just go, not get on my fingernails anymore, that's hard. That's like going, you know, I'm going to run a marathon now. Where if you go, you know what? I'm just not going to bite my pinkies. So you call attention to it. So when you start doing it, you're like, oh, but you just make sure you don't do one of them. And then slowly you start to recognize you're doing it. You have a reward system for yourself for not biting the pinky. It's like anything else. It's like trying to eat better. You know, you don't just all of a sudden just eat all vegetables all the time. You make little small decisions. You can ask for help from friends. You can chew gum. A lot of people say if you chew gum, you don't want to bite your nails because your mouth's going. And it's just a gross thing. And I say that as someone who has done it my whole life. I don't like clipping things either because I always clip too short. I don't like clipping my dog's nails because I clip them too short. I'm clipping my nails because I clip them too short. But that is a gross thing. That, and then the story about accents that I did mean to get to during the show today. But it's accents that draw the most confidence. So if you hear someone talking with this accent, and I believe these are all American accents, but if someone's talking with this accent, which one that you feel the best about? Amy, you?
Texas.
Why do you feel that way? Because you're from Texas?
Probably, yeah. Is that bad?
No, I'm just like asking. What accent do you trust the least, and be honest?
What are my options?
Well, you have, now I don't want to say because I'll sway you.
Maybe there's certain parts of Texas. Texas does have different, people sound different. It's a big state. I don't know. What do you mean be honest? No, I'm about to offend somebody listening right now with an accent. I'm not going to do that.
Nice. Good call.
Don't be scared.
Good call.
Thank you.
accents that are the most trusted, okay? Upper Midwestern, Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, like Raymundo.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You just trust them.
They just sound so nice.
Yeah, it's like a hug. Their accent's like a hug or a pat on the butt. Second one is Southern California. And I wonder if that, though, was like,
it's like Valley Girl. Right?
It can't be, right?
Oh, no, that's annoying.
And then southwestern U.S., Arizona, New Mexico, but I don't know that I know that accent. Mm-mm. And I spent a lot of time over there. The ones that draw the least amount of confidence, at number one, is Texan.
Wow.
And number two is a New York accent. So there you go. There's your accent. We know what we need to do, though, because we didn't do it on the show today, is we need to update who won the draft. So the draft was... Favorite board games. Is Morgan on? By the way, guys?
Yeah, we can call her.
Okay, well, go ahead and get her on if you don't mind. Because I think she won, Mike. Is that true?
That is true.
It's that Monopoly one, huh?
Yeah.
That was a tough one to lose. The Monopoly one was heads and shoulders above everything else. But her and Raymundo were battling for it, man. Hey, let me know when she's on.
Yeah, it should just be about 10 seconds. Steve's got her.
Nice.
And I think did she have the first pick?
She did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The first pick. If you don't pick well with your first pick, you have to wait 90 years. Amy, you finished last.
Okay. What's new?
Amy, we're terrible at this. You and I are the worst.
Hey, Mike, what's the scores right now?
It is... Bobby has 4 wins, Lunchbox has 3, and Morgan 2 has 3. No one else is on the board.
So dumb.
We'll get Morgan on and let her say a couple words. Just turn her up whenever she's on. And then I'll talk about if there should be a social distancing fine, Amy. And then immune system boosters. And then we'll get to the show. Hey, did you get any feedback about your... Hey, when is your podcast going live, Amy?
Saturday.
Your series on eating disorders?
Yes, it starts Saturday, the first Saturday in April. So that'd be Saturday, April 4th.
Well, it's in her Four Things podcast. So if you subscribe to that already, you're going to get it. But if you don't, we played the trailer in yesterday's. But, all right, any luck with Morgan number two?
Yeah, we should have her right here. M2.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there's. Hey, could you hear us talking at your house?
Yeah, I could.
Okay. You won. Blah, blah, blah. What do you want to say?
Glad to have won. There's a lot of competition among us, and I just am very proud of myself on this one.
All right. That's a good call from Morgan number two. Let's hang up on her. Thank you very much. Hey, Morgan, what else are you watching?
I'm watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now, which is like a Marvel TV spinoff.
You like it?
Yeah, I really like it. I'm on season 3. I've been binging pretty hard.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on your win. You are the reigning champion, too. And the good thing about not being in the studio is not having to see that belt in front of my face every day that she puts right on the front of her desk. All right, Morgan. See you later.
Bye.
Amy, should there be a social distancing fine?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think at this point, yes. At this point, if you don't understand and you're not respecting it. I mean, I get it. We still have to go out for essential things. So I'm trying to think, what would the fine be?
Well, in New York, they'll say $500. $500 if you're within 6 feet of someone.
Yeah. Like if you're not giving someone space or you and your friends or decide y'all want to go out and play a pickup game of basketball, it's just not cool.
The people that get upset with it don't, I think they think that it's new to have any sort of regulatory action against something that is saving people. For example, if you don't wear your seatbelt, that you get fined for that. You get a ticket for that in a lot of places. Again, same thing. Some people, though, would say, hey, I shouldn't have to wear my seatbelt. It's my right. But I would compare it to that. How do you feel about that?
Similar, yes. I mean, that's in a way forcing you to save yourself.
Yeah, and I don't think it's exactly the same, but I'm just saying it's the government going, we're going to pay you money. We're going to fine you money for not doing something to protect whomever.
Yeah, I think it's just looking at, like, we have to be in this together. Like, we just have to work as a team. And when you're someone that's trying to not be a part of the team, you get fined.
Oh, I like that. Period. Any team.
Right. Yeah. It's just you want to go rogue. I mean, it's a foul. It's a major foul. When do you get fined in sports for something?
Not like, during fouls. If you foul somebody really hard and it was like a, you know, what they would call a super flagrant.
Like if you punch them.
Yeah.
Penalty.
Like a fight. Okay, we're going down a
but
wrong
I mean,
trail.
Okay, never mind.
But yes.
Wrong trail.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll end with this. Good immune system boosters. Get sleep. Talk to people and give yourself moments during the day to relax. That is what these doctors are saying is the main psychological list that can help you have a boosted immune system. If you don't sleep and you're lonely or you're stressed, that makes you more vulnerable to infection.
Oh, well, crap.
Yeah.
I'm not lonely, but I need to add that to the
Amy's
to the
kids
day.
Have been back like one day and she's already like going berserk.
well, the first day is the hardest, Amy. So
Maybe that's it is we don't have, I mean, my husband and I looked at each other. I know we need to have debrief, come up with a new plan and just figure it out because it's just not, I know I'm new at it. I think you're right, Eddie. I think it's because we're still figuring it out.
Like the
so
first
I'll
day,
get there.
The first day we pictured them all sitting at the table, very nice and behaving and everything. And it wasn't like that. So we freaked out, of course. But now we just knew to separate them and do their classes separately. And then everything worked out now.
Oh, that's what you're doing, Eddie?
Yeah, dude, it's a huge difference too, because having them all at the same table, they just mess with each other and they start laughing and messing with us and not taking anything seriously. So nice. We had to separate them and do it at different times.
Well, good luck, Amy.
Thank you.
You got this, Amy.
You got it, Amy.
It's fine.
Caitlin and I were trying to FaceTime Eddie and yesterday.
And don't judge me.
We were trying to take him because she made him this cake. You'll hear about it coming up with him. And we were trying to take him this cake to his house, and he wouldn't answer, I was like, oh, he's probably working or teaching a kid a lesson. Didn't respond. Like 45, 50 minutes later, he hits back on FaceTime. I mean, he looks like this. He's like, hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Amy.
You just said that you need rest.
That's Amy. Awesome, though. I was about to say, yeah. Eddie's already got this down. He carved out his time
He's just sleeping.
What did
the
you
kids
say?
Are supposed to be at school. He's just sleeping.
Hey, they know daddy needs rest.
Wait, you said get sleep.
Mm-hmm. No stress.
No stress and take time to calm down. You're
all right.
Doing
enough.
That.
Enough,
hey,
suckers.
No hate here. I'm jealous.
Okay, here is today's show. Appreciate you guys. Enjoy.
Fight. Congrats, Bobby Bones. Your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on.
Win.
Love you.
Hey, what's happening? Welcome to Tuesday's show. The weird thing is that more so than ever, I appreciate all the messages I get about people that are still listening to the show. Because as it's weird for you guys, it's weird for us. We know that not as many people are listening live. It's also weird to watch our podcast numbers skyrocket at the same time. So however you're listening, we're just very thankful that we can still be whatever normalcy that you're chasing. So we're very grateful that you let us in your lives. So thank you for that. And let me say this. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Morning.
Thank you. There she is. Amy coming in last. Amy, let's try it where you jump in. You try to come in a bit early, and let's see if you land at the same time. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Morning.
Ooh, she got pretty good at that one. Yeah, Amy's got like a quarter of a second delay from her house. By the way, Amy's at her house. I look at her on a FaceTime iPad looking wonderful today. Do you put on makeup at all anymore?
No, I don't have any makeup on, but I have the same pullover on that I've had on, I don't know, like 3 days.
Yeah.
I have it in different colors. I just rotate it.
If I didn't get on my Peloton and ride the bike, I don't know that I would shower. If I didn't go extra hard, I don't know that I would clean myself as much as I have to, but I'm just disgusting after I work out.
Oh, well, I want to clarify that I'm clean. I just keep putting on the same pullover, but I shower and stuff.
Hey, have you seen any pictures of me with my man pearls on? Because I've been rocking them.
Yes. I saw you out on your Sunday date day. Remember when you went to Starbucks and you all had the dog and you and Caitlin posted some picture and I saw the pearls hanging and I was like, what is he doing?
No. They look great. They're blue pearls and they kind of look like a mixture of Mardi Gras beads and pearls. And I got to say, with a white T-shirt, and you can see it on my Instagram, I'm going to be honest. I think they look pretty good if I'm just putting it out there. So I've been wearing them around the house. Sometimes I pair them with the white ones that I have as well, and Caitlin does not like that one bit. She's like, what are you wearing? Why are you wearing pearls? There's nobody even here. But it's my look. You know, I'm trying to be the artist that I always am, even when nobody's watching, you know?
You do you.
Thank you. Let's do What's the Haps and check in on everybody here. Do you guys find the segments harder to do since nothing's really happening?
No. There's still a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I feel my life is more, I just feel, I always try to find a balance between kid things that we talk about kid-wise and then personal-wise. Mm-hmm. And now that my kids are back home, that's just it. It is constant. Yeah. Eddie, are you feeling me on this school stuff? I feel I got a pass last week because my family was gone, stuck in Texas, and they're back. And reality has hit me, baseball bat. it's not so.
Well, a little bit evident by the fact that when Amy walked up, she walked up like 15 seconds before the show started and was like, "All right, here we go." And so she was like, "Sorry, dealing with kid stuff this morning. Dealing with kid stuff." Okay, let's start What's the Haps. Here we go. Hey!
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, you can start.
Okay, well, mine's kind of related to that. I just feel as though I'm all over the place emotionally. For one, I fear for my dad and his safety because he's in an assisted living home. And there was a report that there's an assisted living home in the same town that, like, near him that has COVID-19 somewhere in it. And that freaks me out. Plus, he's freaked out. I need to somehow get the news off of his TV. But he told me the other day, he said, it's fine. I'm watching Fox News. It's all good. I said, Dad, I don't care what network you're watching. It's still, you don't need to be watching news that's going to worry you. So I have to do the same thing with myself. Also, Stevenson's attitude just during school time is awful. But then we have a lot of good family moments too. So I feel as though, like yesterday in 1 hour, I think I cried, I screamed, and then I also laughed and smiled all in the same hour.
Nice.
So it's just those last two are
probably when you thought about me, huh?
No, oh. I mean, I was laughing and smiling with the kids, but that was after I threw a pin at the wall and screamed.
Oh, man.
And then earlier I had been crying. Stevenson's face after I threw the pin at the wall, he was very confused. And he was like, what, your teachers don't act this way?
You know, Wet Bones, I threw a plastic glass at the sink yesterday, too.
What's happening with you guys?
I don't know, man. It's hard. It's like Amy said, it's not easy. It's testing us.
It's so hard. It's so hard. It's so... Any parent right now listening that has kids... I mean, any parent that's having to be home and trying to work with kids, so Lunchbox, too. But if you also have school going on, I don't even know. I just am about to just throw in the towel already and be like, forget it. Next year, we'll just start school over. Sashira will start sixth grade again. Stevenson will start, I don't care, first grade again for the fifth time.
Amy fails her kids.
Like, it's just too much. But anyway, we're surviving, not thriving.
All right. There you have it, folks. Well,
next.
I'll do a light one. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
I've been playing a lot of PS4 around the house, as I tell you. But Caitlin and I have a game we play together a little bit now. It's like, do you know what it's called, Mike? It's got the cars that play soccer.
I'm not sure.
If you get these cars and you're in an arena and you knock the soccer ball on the goal. And so.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun. I put it on my Instagram story last night. But that's what we've been doing. I think I'll try to get her on the show later if she wants to come on the show. I'm working from home. But we did
it's
that.
It's called Rocket League?
That's it, Rocket League. Thank you very much. We play this game on PS4. It's a great game for just two people that are at home, and she's super competitive. We play Rocket League, and then we ride the bike, and then we look at each other's scores. And then she works all day, and then I work all day, and then we get back together. That's it. Yeah, and we're thriving.
Sounds
over
amazing.
Here. She takes care of the dog, though, a lot, though, when I'm doing this. We have two dog doors up now because he broke one of them, so now we have doubled the dog doors because he's like a bowling ball. He's like 48 pounds now, and we'll just run through things. She was walking in the hallway of the day, and he was running out, and he leg swept her, and her feet went in the air, and she landed on her back. He's that strong of a dog.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow.
So that's what's happened over my house. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
I feel like we're all just saying what's happening at the houses. That's kind of what this has turned into. Like, what's happening at your house, Lunchbox?
Well, over at my house, I've had to ban a television show from my TV. My wife, listen, I let her watch Honey Boo Boo. I used to let her watch Mama June from Not to Hot. But now Not to Hot is just out of control. Mama June got arrested for drugs, and her boyfriend just disappear for days at a time. And Honey Boo Boo is living with her sister and her aunt. And I'm like, this is terrible TV. We can't be watching this. Like, this is awful. I put up with some of your bad TV shows, and as a good husband, I'll sit through it. But I went through and I deleted it off the DVR. I said, Mama June from Not to Hot is banned. Banned.
Do you have the authority to do that?
Well, I did it. I mean, I controlled the remote control, the channel changer. Whenever we're going to watch TV, I'm the one that's fast forwarding. And so she wasn't in the room, and I was like, I'm done with this. And I told her, I deleted it, and I said, I'm sorry, it's banned.
But what if
so
she wants to ban one of your shows, though, now?
Oh, I don't know about that. Okay. I mean, I watch good TV. I mean, I don't think she can ban, because I'm in control of the channel changer, so she can't really ban anything I'm watching.
All right. There you have it. Eddie, what's happening at your house? Hey.
Hey, what's What's the hats?
Well, in my house, really, for 3 weeks, I have not gotten a single visitor. The only people that come by are the people that drop off groceries. And even then, we order the groceries, and it comes a week late. So, man, I got a pleasant surprise yesterday by Bobby and Caitlin dropping me off a tres leches cake. And, dude, it was good to see your face really in person, even though you stayed in the car, which was very
I didn't get out of the
safe,
car. Why are you laughing, Amy? I didn't get out of the car. I ain't trying to touch people.
Well, did Caitlin get out of the car?
She did, but she didn't touch me. She left the cake right on the front steps and then walked backwards.
They talked to the through the glass.
Oh, yeah.
But she made that cake Smart. Homemade because Eddie said that was his favorite dessert.
See?
Did you have any?
Dude, it's so good. Bones, I'm telling you, not just because of her cooking, but, dude, because of her baking and her cooking, she's a keeper.
Because of her baking and cooking. Okay.
I mean, dude, it was so good. I've eaten many of tres leches in my life.
Okay, you don't have to go tres leches. You can just say tres leches.
Just say tres leches.
Okay, está bueno.
Okay, stop it. all right, there we go. That's what's the haps. Hey.
What's the haps?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Since I'm working from home, and since Caitlin so generously brought me a tea up here to my studio, because I've got some allergy issues, I'm losing my voice a little bit. And since we're just about to go on the air, I said, hey, why don't you come on the air with us? We can talk about quarantining together. And she reluctantly sat down, and now she has the headphones on Amy, and she's going to hop on the air with us.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Hey, Amy. Hey. So do we just all get to go around
have
and
a
ask
shot at it.
Questions? Or how do you want to...
Go ahead.
What is it like with Bobby 24/7?
Good question. I like that.
Like, how would you describe your time with Bobby?
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
But how's his personality? He's just awesome all the time?
Honestly, yeah.
Boom.
He's been incredible.
Thank you.
Truly. Wow. Yeah. You know I would be honest.
It's been great. We actually were in the car yesterday. Driving around, we took Eddie his cake, and we took another friend of ours' headset, and we did the drive yesterday. And we were playing it. What was our game called that we played? What have we learned about each other?
Yeah, what did we learn about each other, and what did we learn about our relationship?
Because we've been together every day for 3 weeks now, right?
Yeah, today or yesterday, 3 weeks.
Yeah. So, and I don't think I've been great 24/7.
Yeah, like there has to have been one quarantine fight.
Ooh.
You can say whatever you want.
We haven't had a quarantine fight, have we?
Not a fight.
No.
We
haven't had a fight. Maybe just like a little bit of like, oh, that was kind of annoying.
Yes, that's what we want to know. Okay, fine. Let me rephrase.
Okay.
What has Bobby done that is kind of annoying?
Oh, no.
Go for it. You can say whatever
you
want.
Okay, well...
This is a safe place.
Yeah, okay. I do trust you. Amy, I'm just going to pretend like you're here and I'm talking to you. Okay, so a couple days ago, when I was making Eddie his cake, you know, I like to do my own thing. He likes to do his own thing. So we're really good about having our space and then coming together at night. So I baked a cake and I was just going about my routine and just had a great full day by myself. And then he played PS4 for about 3 hours while that was happening, which is fine. I don't care what he's doing while I'm doing my thing. But then at night, he was working. And then we took Stanley because I said, hey, I would like it if at night we could together take Stanley for a walk. I think that would be a good time for us, good time to bond with a dog. So we did that, took about 15 minutes. And then afterwards, he's like, hey, I'm going to run upstairs and get one more game in. And that annoyed me because I was like, you spent 3 hours. We took a 15-minute walk. I baked your best friend a cake. And now you're going to go play another game of PS4 tonight when we could spend good quality time together. But anyway, it wasn't really a fight.
Okay, hold on. Well, no. Did he say, oh, yeah, good point. So I'm not going to go up there and I'm going to hang out with you. Or did he... Did you express it right away
No.
that you were frustrated?
That was on me.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Because I tried not to be frustrated about it. But then as I was, you know, sitting in bed watching a movie alone, I started to realize, hearing him every 5 seconds, like, oh, yeah, man, yeah. That started to get on my nerves a little bit. So I was like, okay, I don't want to hear your game.
Yeah. So. I don't think I was right. So, but I also didn't ask her to make Eddie a cake.
No, he didn't. Way.
That she that was,
I wanted to do that.
That was
out
all
of
her.
The kindness of my heart.
That was all her. But okay, well.
But you should have still, you could be like, oh wow, that was cool of her. We haven't really been together all day. Like, Bobby, what in your mind made you think you needed to get that one last game in?
Because I didn't get to play with Eddie all day, and then we needed to get a game in at night.
Oh no, this was his excuse. This was the excuse.
It's not all about me.
Yeah, Eddie, we're like using you in our arguments. But his excuse was, hey, this is the only time we could find to play. I said, oh, so that 3-hour chunk earlier, what was that?
I didn't feel like that was 3 hours.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But that's been what it is.
But that was it.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Eddie, anything you want to ask?
Yeah, I have a question, and this is different. I'm not going to attack you, Bones. Caitlin, hi, a producer Eddie here, Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, Eddie. Hey.
Is there something that you've learned about Bobby where you've been pleasantly surprised and you didn't know this
thank
before?
Thank you for asking something good, because I feel like I just got jumped on right there by the whole girl
I got
group.
You, Bob.
Go ahead, thank you.
That's interesting. We had that talk yesterday. What did I say?
It was tough because I told her like 10 things
I
learned about her, and
it
I just was
really
like,
sweet.
I really like this, I like this, I learned this. And she was like, well...
I think the biggest thing I've learned, and I learned this with when I just kind of voiced my sadness about the homeless community, I learned that if I voice to him something that's bothering me, he is so quick to support, and he will figure out what he can do to help or kind of point me in the right direction. So I guess I've learned that. I think I already knew that, but it's just been amplified.
She's also learned that she can't really hint because I'm too dumb to get a hint.
Oh, I did tell him that.
So you just have to tell me. Like, if you tell me, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just like lean toward it and hope because I'm too busy thinking about my next PlayStation 4 game.
Yeah,
obviously. I feel like that's true of you in a romantic relationship, and then also you in a friendship, and you in a professional relationship. Like, you just want to get to the point or say what you need, and then if it's something that's important to that person and you care about that person, then it immediately becomes important to you.
Yeah, because I will do it. If you just say, hey, I need this, I will go do it. Mm-hmm. I will run through a wall getting it for you.
And I struggle with that. I struggle with saying what I need. I don't like to.
Oh, me too.
I don't like to say I need anything or anybody, even though I do. Of course, we all do, but I hate saying that. So I've had to get better.
Lunchbox, your question for Caitlin?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of questions.
Oh, hey, we've never talked. It's nice to
meet you. No, we've never talked. It's nice to hear your voice and, have a little one-on-one with you.
Absolutely.
So,
this isn't really one-on-one, but okay.
We're all here.
Go ahead. Feel like it's one-on-one.
Go ahead.
I feel like it's one-on-one. I want to make her feel comfortable.
Thank you.
I just want to know, has there been any moment where you just want to get away from, like, you just want to, you wish you were back in California?
Oh, no. I think there's been times where I've missed my friends for sure, but... I wouldn't rather be anywhere than with him during this.
I think there's been times she's missed her clothes.
For sure.
And
my
her
things
house.
And my friends and my family.
She was never supposed to stay like all forever because this wasn't that bad when she came over here the first time.
Mm-mm.
And then it escalated rapidly and we kind of had to make a decision. Do you want to stay or do you want to go back with the risk of not being able to come back this way? And that's when you had to go, we're just going to stay.
Yeah.
Because she has like 5 shirts and 3 pair of pants and then some free clothes Amy sent her.
Yeah, Amy sent me a box and I feel like I'm living the dream.
Yeah. Raymundo, one final question. Caitlin is here answering questions about our solitude together, our quarantine. Raymundo, what would you like to know?
Yeah, what's up, Caitlin? So
y'all have had
a lot of time to chill together at the crib. There's downtime at night and stuff like that. Are you maybe having a glass of wine? I know Bones doesn't drink, but are you able to sneak in maybe a relaxing drink or something like that? Or you just totally stay away from drinking now?
No, I mean, I didn't really drink before, so I don't really think I've even noticed that. But no, I haven't snuck a shot or anything.
Caitlin, my girlfriend, is on the show with us right now because she was downstairs and she brought me some tea and I was like, hey, hop on real quick. And she was like, I don't know. And no, so now we're 2 segments in. How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
They're being nice.
Everybody's nice.
Yeah.
It's great. Amy, what question would you like to ask Caitlin? Let's do one more round of questions. You can ask anything you want about whatever you want. Open floor. Go ahead.
Okay. So I feel like y'all haven't been able to... like go out, but has Bobby still tried to date you during this quarantine or woo you in a way, because y'all's relationship is still fresh. I feel like it's been fast track because you're stuck in a house together for such a long time. But if it wasn't the case, like, he would still be trying to date you hardcore.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
So is he doing anything? Is he doing anything romantic?
Romantic. I think he's very intentional about spending time with me. So I think that's romantic. I mean, we haven't like lit candles and had a dinner.
I don't think that's her style anyway.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. Nice,
I mean, romance is I mean, romance is it's relative. It depends on how you see right. it. But you know, Bobby, you should do that. You should
you
be
know,
like, hey,
if I can Friday, tell you, no, I scratch her arm all the time.
Oh, he okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
She likes no. She likes to have our arms scratched.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
So I scratch. And you know what else I do,
I
Amy?
Her arm.
Romantically, I yeah. watch I've watched Pioneer Woman with her twice.
That's romantic.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of little things that I think I do.
Absolutely.
Okay, because I know this about Bobby. He is a very romantic person. So, yes, he gets he's showing the little things, but I just
yeah,
didn't know.
I would say he's, yeah. I would say he's like romantic with words. Like, he's really good at expressing how he feels or, you know, saying nice things to me or about me. So, I think that.
I tell her she's pretty all the time. I tell her she's funny all the time. We also played a game of which friend would you marry if we died?
Oh, my. If what? What is wrong with you?
What?
There's no filter, Caitlin.
Say that. Wait, so
who did she pick?
We were just kidding. It was just it's just a goofy game we played. You know, that's for another
okay.
day. That's for another day.
Wow.
I don't even have anybody. She didn't even give me anyone. I gave her Tim, our security guard, because I didn't want her
oh,
to.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I was just like, you get to marry Tim. Because we had to pick a friend of ours.
Oh, y'all pick it.
Well, we did both ways.
No, we did both ways.
We did both ways.
I picked one of his friends that I would marry, and he picked one.
I didn't really pick one of yours, though. I didn't feel like that was a win situation for me. I just stayed out of that one. She picked no problem. Yeah, she picked no problem. And she'll have
to, Mike D.
And she'll have to reveal who it is, because I won't. This is her secret.
Oh, why secret. Are you doing this?
No, we're not doing that. Okay,
okay, good.
Oh, Andy Roddick.
No, she doesn't know Andy.
It had to be someone I've met and spent time with.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. But I think I've tried. I'm a romantic guy. Even outside, this has been difficult
you
here.
You are.
But like, the, like, when right. I, like on your birthday when I found and sent you all, yeah. all the chips that you like.
Yeah, that was super sweet.
It's little stuff. Okay, on to the next person. Eddie, your question.
Yep. I'm here again. Okay, so Caitlin, I'm assuming you talk to your parents while you're, you know, in Nashville quarantine. Do you, do they ask about Bobby? And how do you describe Bobby to them and your time in quarantine with him?
I mean, I say it's going great. I definitely do talk to them often. Yeah, I say it's going great. I'm super happy to be here. He takes, you know, good care of me emotionally when I'm stressed out or I've had a few breakdowns, as we all have, I'm sure. But yeah, I say he's nurturing and kind, and they're very happy that I'm here. They don't. I was talking to my dad the other day, and he does not want me to go back to California anytime soon, just because things there are even crazier.
All right, thank you very much. Quickly, Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, this is a two-parter. This, it
no,
has a comma
we're not
in the
doing two-parters.
It just has a comma, so just
go ahead.
Stay with me. You've been quarantined with him for, you know, a few weeks now, so I want to know how much smooching is going on. And comma.
He's not answering have you that dropped question.
This is a press conference. Comma. Have you dropped the L word?
How much smooching is going on? Enough, I think, is the answer. And no.
You don't have to answer any of these questions. You can always.
I'm okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Eddie. Sorry,
Ray. You said enough. Yeah. Good job, Bones. Woo! Bones.
What?
Bones, bones.
Good job on what?
She said enough. Like, oh, she's. Okay. Yeah.
Raymundo, one final question, and then she has to go. She has a meeting downstairs. We have nothing to do. It's like yeah. nobody has to do anything.
I think I hear Stanley.
Yeah.
I better go check up on him.
Raymundo, one final question. Go ahead.
Yeah, Caitlin, last question. So your friends, are they all positive when it comes to the relationship with you and Bones? Or do you have maybe that one friend that's saying, girl, you are crazy. You just moved in with this dude in Nashville?
Oh, do you have a friend that doesn't like us together?
No. They all say they've never seen me happier.
Nice.
So I think they're all very pro Bobby and Caitlin.
Would you say they love Bobby?
I think they love how he makes me feel.
Nice. Thank you. All right.
She's good at her. She's good at words. She's good at avoiding, like, yeah, she, like, knows how to manipulate the sentence. It's good.
No, she just answered the question. And she has no fear. She's like, I can't on myself. Okay. Thank you, team.
Thanks, guys.
Caitlin, thank you.
You are so welcome.
Always great to have you on the show.
No PS4 tonight.
You just got grounded.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. There's Caitlin.
Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
The coronavirus death toll has surged past 3,000 in the U.S., with the number jumping by 541 in a day. In more news, President Donald Trump said he may soon request all Americans wear face masks. The advice would go against medical advice, which tells some people that are sick to only wear the mask. And finally, the Empire State Building in New York City was lit up like an ambulance last night in tribute to first responders and medical workers battling COVID-19.
We'll play some voicemails to the show line here. This is Kristen in Greenville, Tennessee. Here you go.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio. My name is Kirsten from Greenville, Tennessee. I started listening right before my mom had passed away 4 years ago today of cancer. I know that Amy's mom had also went through cancer and passed from it. What I was actually wanting to know is how did she cope with it, and does she hold resentments against anybody else who may beat cancer? Because I tend to find myself holding resentments against others for it. Thanks, studio. You'll have a great day.
Wow, that's a great question. We'll do the first one, how'd you cope with it? But then I do want to ask about that resentment question. So first, how'd you cope?
I mean, thankfully I had my sister and we were going through it together. And I think having her by my side was amazing, but I know that not everybody has that. So find someone who can be your rock. For me and my sister, it was a loss because our mom was our rock. And then that was taken away from us. And so thankfully we were close and we just had to be each other's rocks for that. And, you know, gosh, it's so hard. I mean, I think that, you know, I have a dad that was diagnosed with cancer and beat it and survived. So you have to look at it as like not everybody's going to. You can't have resentment towards somebody that's going to survive it. Because for me, I can't be like, well, why did my dad live and my mom didn't? I think you really have to come to terms with what happened and acknowledge that you've lost your mom. Allow yourself to fully grieve that. And if you fully grieve and exist in your new reality without your mom, then you won't have that resentment. Like maybe there's still some grieving that needs to take place. I would say I did do therapy. If therapy is an option for you, make sure you have that. If not, find somebody to talk to, because I think hearing you say that makes me wonder if there's some stuff still going on that you need to get out. And then also, my mom, she wouldn't want me sitting around having resentment for anybody else. She would want other people to live and have their life to live. So in honor of my mom, I'm not going to do that too.
Nice. Kirsten, thank you for the voicemail. From an anonymous kid. That's what it says. Here we go.
Hey, Bobby. I just wanted to tell you that I really like your radio show and yep, that's what I was going to tell you, that I really like your radio show, and I think you should keep doing more. Thanks, bye.
All right, kiddo, appreciate that. And you know what?
Aww.
I think we will keep doing more. So, anonymous kid, appreciate that. Here's Jeff the trucker.
Yeah, this is Jeff. I'm a trucker, and I listened to you for about 3 years now. And I love you guys. Love that you guys are staying on through this corona thing, and so I can keep listening to you. Talk to you guys later.
Appreciate you. Appreciate all the truck drivers out there, too. They might be the only people listening live right now, as a matter of fact. Jeff,
honk, honk.
Appreciate that. And one more. Here is Craig.
Hey, Bobby. This is Craig. When you get this message, I just wanted to tell you, I've been listening for about 9 months, and when I first started, I thought, who in the world is this guy? Something kept me listening to you, and I just grown to love you. I know you got a great heart, and you're a kind person, and I just really love the show, and thank you for everything you do, Bobby. You're growing on me. I love you. Love the show. And keep doing what you're doing, man. God bless you.
I appreciate that. Is grown on me a backhanded compliment?
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
kind of.
I told Kaylin yesterday, I was like, right now you're so pretty. And she goes, what about the other times? And I was like, but no, but right now especially. She's like, but what about the other times? Is grown on me a compliment? I'll, you know what? I'll take any compliment I can get any way I can get it. I appreciate those. You can call our studio line when the show's over and leave those. The Girl Scouts have stopped selling cookies in person. Now you have to buy them online only, which makes sense. But are you worried about Amy when packages come to you? Are you cleaning them?
Yes, I'm either bringing them in right away, but leaving them in this entryway area for a full day before I open them. And then I'm also wiping them down before I open them. So I don't need them right away. And if I do, then I just wipe it down and wash my hands immediately.
I kind of just open it real quick and then wash my hands. I don't really worry about cleaning the box.
Yeah, that works. I have one box that's sitting there for 3 days. I'm like, it's kind of a fun game. I'm like, can't wait to open that one. I don't know why I don't open it, but it's just, I don't think it's anything I need. So I'm like, I'll just let it keep sitting there. There's a reason why I'm not opening it.
We went to Eddie's house yesterday. He talked about it in What's the Haps. Caitlin and I drove over to drop him off a cake. He said his favorite dessert was tres leches, or as Eddie says it, like leches.
Tres leches.
Okay. So she made it. She'd never made one before. She made it from scratch. And she takes it and we put in this nice little glass pan with a cover on it. And he sits on the porch and he goes, hey guys, due to coronavirus, I'm going to touch this tomorrow. I'm going to let it sit outside for a whole day though. And she was like, is he serious? I was like, no, he's not serious.
I can't, dude. I had to eat it right then and there. So yeah. No, I didn't. I came right in.
Amy, you watched all of Tiger King, right?
Yep, done.
So one of the dudes on this show, not the Tiger King, that's Joe Exotic, but this dude who comes in midway through, like a high roller guy, but kind of a shyster, kind of a shady dude named Jeff Lowe. How do you feel that a guy like Jeff Lowe is getting famous now and making money and doing appearances for being just kind of a sleazy dude?
Oh, is he? I haven't been paying attention to him, so I didn't know he was getting talent fees for things.
Well, of course he's famous now. It's the biggest show on right now. I saw him being interviewed on TMZ. Someone posted a picture of him meeting Jeff Lowe in a meet and greet. So, yeah, I mean, he's fam. Also, I'll say this. Some people have talked to Joe Exotic in jail, like his people. One of the producers from Tiger King was like, Joe loves it that he's famous. He can't be happier about it. The poor guy's been trying to be famous his whole life, and he finally gets it when he's stuck in jail. That kind of stinks.
Yeah, I know.
That kind of stinks.
I guess I don't like it because I feel like he maybe should be in jail too.
Jeff Lowe, and he may be. I did see they opened, well, the person in Florida who, you know, Carol Bassett's husband, he put the case out. He's like, okay, we're going to put this back out. I posted on my Instagram last night. They were like, hey, if you know anything about how her husband died, it's a cold case. We're looking at it again. So, you know, what if the show comes about and they find his killer because of it?
I mean, but also, don't you think he could still be alive?
Possibly. Okay. Possibly. If he's still alive, he'll be found. Do you think she fed her husband to the tigers? Amy, yes or no?
Wow, when I learned that tigers have quite the digestive system.
Yeah.
And they could, like, their stomach acid could eat all that up and you'd never see a trace of it.
Go ahead.
Could be possible.
Where do you put your money, though? Do you think that her husband was eaten by a tiger?
I thought he was buried under the septic tank. I don't know. No, I don't think
so. Yeah, I don't either. It's close, though. I go like 70-30, no, but 30% of me thinks that she fed him to a tiger.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Thomas Rhett dropped a new song called Be a Light, featuring Reba, Keith Urban, Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum, and Chris Tomlin. All proceeds go to benefit Music Cares COVID-19 Relief Fund.
In a place that needs to change, make a difference. In a world full of hate, be a light.
Dolly Parton wants to help parents struggling with their kids at home all day. Starting on Thursday, she is launching a YouTube series where she reads books to children called Goodnight with Dolly. It will be a 10-week series on the YouTube channel for Dolly's Imagination Library. Brad Paisley launched a new campaign yesterday called Gratitunes, where artists perform a song of theirs for healthcare officials in Nashville. They perform a song and it gives the doctors, nurses, and medical staff on the front lines of the fight against coronavirus their own playlist. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So a lot of us are stuck at home, self-quarantining, and us that have kids, you know, we're like, what do we do with our kids? Well, a woman in California had a great idea. She got her neighborhood to participate in a sidewalk chalk art museum. So what all the kids did, then 50 homes participated, and they got outside and on their driveway or in front of their house, they did nice art with sidewalk chalk. And at the during the evening, all the families walked around the neighborhood, checked out the art while they sipped on some wine. Oh, that's a nice piece of art.
That's
a nice
funny piece of art. A real art walk, yeah.
Yeah, so they don't have to be stuck inside a museum or whatever. But, I mean, she said 90% of the neighborhood participated. And what's funny about this is I was walking around my house last night, and I saw a house that had beautiful sidewalk chalk art right there in my neighborhood. I'm like, wow, maybe they found out from this news story.
Also, Lunchbox said in his neighborhood they were doing some kind of rainbow gallery. Lunchbox, what was that?
Yeah, it's where you put a rainbow in your window, and so kids go around. It's like a scavenger hunt, and they write down the location of each rainbow. So people are just drawing rainbows and putting them on a piece of paper and sticking them in the window, and you see kids walking around like, and they write down the address, and then they go back and report it on the Facebook page. Ooh, I saw a rainbow at this house. It's just sort of like a little activity to get the kids out and doing something adventurous.
And there are teddy bears in windows, too, in neighborhoods. A lot of places are finding ways to, one, still have a sort of a neighborhood social aspect, but also do things for the kids too, which no kid wants to be stuck in the house all the time. So that's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Maine. A group of residents felt like one neighbor should be quarantined at his house because he was acting a little weird. He looked sick. So they chopped down a tree, blocked his driveway, and when he tried to leave in his car, they held him at gunpoint.
Wow. I mean, that's some Dr. Fauci times 10. And so what happens to them? They get quarantined in a jail cell?
They got charged with destruction of property because they cut down his tree to block his driveway. And the police just said, listen, guys, if you're concerned, please call us and let us handle the situation.
They didn't get charged with pulling a gun on the dude?
They didn't charge him with that.
Is it martial law out there everywhere, folks? Are we running around holding people? The world's gone crazy. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
All right. On the phone right now, country singer Kaylee Shore, who posted that she had coronavirus, and she's on right now. Hey, Kaylee, how you feeling right now?
Hey, Bobby. I am feeling so much better than I was a few days ago.
So walk me through what happened in this saga.
Okay. So what a weird thing that I was not prepared to have happen. Basically, about a week ago, I woke up in the morning, felt completely fine. I was already self-quarantining, so it was just business as usual that day. And I, middle of the day, felt like I had been hit by, like, a truck. Like, I, like, needed to fall asleep, and I'm, like, pretty high-energy person. I haven't felt that tired in so long. So I take a nap, and I wake up, and I have a fever, and it was already, like, past dinner at that point. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to see if this is just, I don't know, whatever. But the next morning I woke up and it was worse. My fever was over 100 and I just had like body aches like I've never had before in my life. So I went right to get tested and here we are.
What was that process like to get tested? Who did you call? How long until you got in and what did they do?
I went to Vanderbilt and it actually, like, I think that there might be a misconception, at least in the greater, like, Nashville area, about how difficult it is, because I went in and I was probably out within 45 minutes. I just went to the, like, urgent care through Vanderbilt, got tested. They had masks there, which was a huge blessing because I know that there's a shortage at a lot of different places. And I just got in, got out. But I think that the worst part was how long it took to get the test back because I had already started recovering by the time I knew that that's what it was.
Kaylee Shore is on with us. She's a country singer. She has coronavirus, and I saw you post it. It's how I even knew that you had it. But you go, and do they put you in a room and then do they walk in like a hazmat suit? And what's the testing situation like?
Oh, it's awful. Like, it is so, like, honestly, I think that maybe the testing was worse than, like, it was almost as bad as, like, the illness itself. They shove a giant Q-tip, and it goes straight to your brain, and I got, like, a bloody nose. Like, this is so graphic, but it was everywhere. And I don't know why I had that reaction. I think it was because he said my, like, nasal passages were already inflamed from the virus. But yeah, the doctor comes in like a hazmat suit, and it was just so painful. And for the rest of the day, like, it was hard to breathe from Corona and because I'd had this thing shoved on my nose.
If you say you're already quarantining, where do you think you got it? How do you think you got it?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I did the CMT telethon, and there was somebody who was confirmed to be there. Now, this was like kind of before I think we fully had grasped how serious this was, which, you know, like, I was already social distancing and not going out any more than I had to. But I did the tornado telethon, and then they found out that somebody had coronavirus there. I hadn't interacted with him directly. I hadn't been in the general vicinity of him, but we're still learning how contagious this is. And that's the one person I know who was like confirmed to have it that I saw within a 2-week period.
So what do you do now?
Right now me and all of my roommates got sick at the same time. My roommates are Taylor Acorn and Emmalyn White. So we are able to kind of be around each other. We're all feeling better for the most part now, but we're just locked in a house writing songs, singing songs, and trying to not go absolutely crazy.
Wait, you all three got Corona?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I see a trio here.
Wow.
Listen, I'm just saying. I see musically something here.
I know. I mean, I feel really lucky because, like, songwriting is so important to me, and I go crazy if I can't do it. And I've been able to write on FaceTime and write with my roommates. And I think that that's been, like, the one thing that's kept me from going absolutely crazy.
Which, by the way, Kaylee, and I didn't know you and Taylor were roommates. I don't know Taylor, human to human, but we play her on our Women of iHeart Country show, too, like you and Taylor.
Yes. We just moved in together right before all this madness. And before that, I lived alone. And I think it would have been 10 times worse if I didn't have, you know, people to be around.
Dang, what if one of them got it and gave it to you? That's what I bet happened, Kaylee. I don't mean to rat on your friends, but I think they probably snuck out.
Mommy.
What? Let me have my theory here.
Well, ask her. Well, no, you could ask her, say which one of you had it first.
It was like, me and Emma had our symptoms hit at the exact same time. And then Taylor had pretty mild symptoms after. Her thing was mostly just losing sense of taste and smell, which sucked because I was like, oh, you know what'll make me feel better right now? Oreos. But guess what? You can't taste the Oreos, so they don't make you feel better. Can confirm. That was awful. But yeah, I mean, I think that it hit us all at the same time, and we had all started taking quarantining really seriously around the same time as well, which I thought was pretty early and I thought would keep us safe, but did not.
Holy crap. Well, as a treat, because you've been through a lot. You had a Q-tip all the way at the back of your neck bone. So, well, I'm going to play any of your songs. Do you have a new song? What song do you need to play on the show right now? Because I will play it for you.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. Let's see. Maybe Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland. I'm going to play. This is Kaylee Shore, by the way. Kalie. And Amy, remember when you said her name wrong and I made you do it again the next week?
Yeah. Why do you have to remind me? I felt so bad. But that has to happen. It's happened before, right? I'm not the first person.
Oh, girl. I mean, like, I told Bobby, I was like, I don't mind at all. I'm so used to it. And B, like, I think that my mantra is to just work hard enough that one day people get it right because they've already heard it.
Yeah.
Well, here it is.
And thank you for understanding.
Then, we're fine. Yeah. I mean, I get called. And also, my sister's name is Katie, which is super close. And so I answer to Katie. And that's actually how I got introduced when I made my Grand Ole Opry debut.
As Katie Shore?
Katie Shore, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. I can match you one of these, too.
That's worse.
Well,
yeah.
When I got inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, they call me Bobby Jones.
Oh.
No, they did not.
They did. I know. Yeah. I know. They were So, okay, here we go. This is Kaylee Shore, and this is a song called Alice in Wonderland. I'm glad you're feeling better in all seriousness. I love that you were taking it seriously because you guys probably, by locking yourselves up, probably kept a lot of other people from getting sick and possibly even worse than that. So good on you. Good to talk to you. You guys all stay healthy in there, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right,
you're
bye.
The best, Bobby. Bye,
see you, Kaylee.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Thomas Rhett.
Hey, PR.
What's up, man?
First of all, you know I love you. Second of all, happy birthday, my friend.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Well, so, you know, your birthday was yesterday, Monday. Mine's coming up, I think, Thursday. What in the world do you do during a quarantine birthday?
Dude, we have been, gosh, man, we've just been trying to get creative with the girls, honestly. We've been swimming the last few days because it hasn't rained. And we have been, they've been doing kind of like homeschooling stuff. I mean, even though they're in preschool, their teachers still send them some stuff to do, like arts and crafts and all that kind of stuff. And we've just been playing, man. We've just been trying to figure it out just like everybody else. This is the craziest, one of the craziest things I've experienced, I think. I've never been at home this long in my life. So we're just all kind of getting used to the new norm. What about you?
Same thing. I mean, I try not to leave the house. I feel like I kind of have a social obligation and have to be a leader a little bit. I feel like my listeners are looking at me. I feel like I'm a flight attendant sometimes, where if I look at the flight attendant, even if things are going wrong and the flight attendant's still cool, I believe things are cool. So I feel like I kind of be that. And if I'm freaking out, then you know there's probably something wrong. So I feel good. I'm locked in the house. I'm working from home, you know. But, you know, I'm going to the Opry once a week to make sure that we keep that show going because it's,
cool.
You know, it's like 5,000 shows in a row, you know, a week. So other than that, just doing what everybody else
good
is.
For you, man.
So I wanted to get you on, though, for a reason, because you put out this song yesterday. It's called Be a Light. And I wanted to talk to you about it because I know it's not a radio song. You didn't decide to put it out as a single, but I wanted you to come on and talk about the song for a second.
I feel like I've always kind of wanted to write a song like this. I didn't fully know how to say it. There were a few times I'd written songs that were like a little bit too personal, a little bit like maybe, you know, maybe a lot of people wouldn't understand what I was trying to say. But I feel like this song was really just a universal message of, honestly, and, you know, not, no pun intended, but being a light in a dark place. And so, like, for a long time, I was sitting on the song. I was like, man, do we put this on the next record? Is this a song that we just record? And then the idea kind of came about of, like, you know, putting a lot of my really good friends on the record. So you got Keith Urban on there. Reba's on there, which blew my mind that she said yes to do it. Chris Tomlin, one of my good buddies, and Hillary Scott from Lady A. And really just a message of encouragement. That was written a year ago, but now felt like a really pristine time to just put some positivity into the world, you know? There's just a lot of weird stuff happening in the world, and I think a lot of uncertainty. But I think one thing that is for certain is that people can be positive and people can be loving and people can still be happy even in a time of kind of national quarantine and national crisis. And so that's kind of where the inspiration stemmed from about a year ago, but it felt very fitting to put, you know, a song like that out in a time like now. So that's kind of the story behind it. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Thomas Rhett.
Hey, by the way, you're 30 now. Did you picture 30 to be like this?
No. There were so many plans. And even just like looking at like comments on Instagram, I think a lot of people's plans have definitely been shifted. I mean, I've seen weddings get canceled and postponed. I mean, our tours and shows have been postponed, and a lot of people's plans have definitely been shifted, but I think it's times like these where you really get to kind of look at your life and go, man, in a crazy way, like this is, it's like for me and you, it's like forced downtime.
Yeah.
But in a way, it's like this is limited time that we wouldn't have gotten to spend with our families otherwise. And so for us, we're soaking it in and really enjoying it. So,
well, let me ask you the one question that I have to ask: have you seen Tiger King?
I watched the first episode. I've got to get to the rest of it.
All right.
Our girls go down at 7:30, and then I'm like out by 8:30. So I've got to, at some point in time, get through that. Have you binge it?
Yeah, I'm done with it. It's fantastic. It's like true crime meets Oklahoma, you know, which is real close to Arkansas.
Yeah.
So, because you're wondering, did he do it? Is he going to be free? Did she do it? It's definitely something that I didn't think I was going to love as much as I did. But also, who knows what I love at this point? I'm so discombobulated. It feels like, you know, that constant stage between Christmas and New Year's where you're like, what time is it? What day? I saw Michael Ray with a funny tweet who said, if you've ever wondered what it's like to be on to be on tour. This is it. You don't know what time it is. You're just trying not to drink until noon.
That's so true.
I thought that was pretty fun. Let me ask you a couple more things before you go. You haven't been wearing a shirt in your last couple of posts on Instagram. Do you ever wear a shirt at home, or are you just feeling really buff right now?
I built a gym at my house, and built it in perfect time, obviously, for this whole quarantine. But me and my brother-in-law have been working out every day. But that's not why I'm not wearing a shirt. I really don't wear a shirt ever when I'm at the house. And our kids run around with no clothes on either, so it's kind of a family affair. So,
all right, hey, dude, good to talk to you. Glad you're safe. I'm not gonna play Beer Can't Fix, but if everybody is listening right now, Thomas Rhett put out a new song yesterday with Keith Urban, Reba Hillary Scott, and Chris Tomlin that we played earlier. It's called "Be a Light." Check it out. Happy birthday! Congratulations! All the stuff, and we'll talk to you soon. Right?
Thanks, Bobby. All right. Miss you, buddy. I'll see you soon.
See you later, man.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So with school out, I mean, someone that is becoming the valedictorian of their class, they may not know it because school's not in session and there's no graduation happening. So Caitlin, who is this year's valedictorian at this high school, had her principal show up to her job. She's working at Culver's. She comes through her drive-thru and gives her the announcement. But the principal videoed it the whole time, and now it's going viral on social media, and it's super awesome.
That's cool. Also, fun fact, Amy and I met at a Culver's.
I know.
I was sitting at a table all by myself. Yeah. And she came out and was like, "Do you want a free ice cream coupon?" And I was like, "Yes, I do." And then here we are many years later.
I know. Telling the story about Caitlin learning she's valedictorian at the Culver's drive-thru.
There you go.
So heads up, there's already a COVID-19 relief check scam going on that I want to warn people about.
Yeah, I gave a bunch of money to it. Should I not?
No. It's not like that.
Oh.
You,
it's a different scam I'm involved in, apparently.
Yeah. So a fake check arrives to your house, and there's also directions on what you need to go through to deposit, and you have to go to the certain location and whatnot. It's not real. You're going to get your relief money through direct deposit. Mm. You're not getting a check from the government, and there's no crazy special instructions for you to go anywhere, nor do you have to give your PayPal to anybody. None of that.
Well, I did go to the dumpster behind Panda Express and give it to a guy named Louie. Was I not supposed to do all that?
No.
I wasn't supposed to give my money. Oh, no.
Did not do that.
Great. Okay, what else?
Okay, this is a little tip for people out there. If you're looking to show delivery drivers that you're appreciative of them, maybe you could leave them toilet paper, because that's as good as gold these days. And that's what some people are doing. They're putting hand sanitizer out on their porch for delivery drivers to use, or they're putting toilet papers with a note that says, "Please take one for yourself." And I saw one online where a delivery driver took it, and he really did need it, and he was so thankful for it.
Yeah, I don't have any toilet paper. I mean, I got one bag, like one Charmin package left.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to go deliver some packages, take some toilet paper tips, and kind of come back. Yeah, I'm running out. I'm going to have to use paper towels on my butt, and I am not going to be in a good mood when that happens. I'm warning you guys right now.
I'm trying to think how you could make that better for yourself. Maybe you dampen it first.
Well, I think I just turn the shower on and then bend over. I think you take it and you let it rip and you do a 3-point stance down in the shower and just go to town. That's what I think, but there you go.
So there's always that. But yeah, look around what you have in your house, and that could be used as a way to show people, like delivery people, that you appreciate them by sharing the love. So I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Amy McDonald was headed to the grocery store to pick up a couple supplies, and she was like, "Man, there's an old guy that lives on my street. Oh, we always wave him. We're walking the dogs. I should stop by and see if he needs anything." So she stops by, and he says, "Yes, he needs toilet paper and a couple other items." Well, when she comes back, he won't answer the door, and she's like, "That's weird." And so she opens the door and looks inside, and he's having a heart attack.
Wow.
So she calls 911 and saves his life.
Whoa.
So her random act of kindness by stopping by this 89-year-old man's house to get him supplies, and then she ends up saving his life.
That's crazy. That's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Morning Corny.
Where does spaghetti and sauce go when they want to dance?
Where do spaghetti and sauce go when they want to dance?
To a meatball.
That was the Morning Corny.
Right, there you go. Come on. Sherry in North Carolina is on the phone right now. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning. How are you doing?
I am great.
Well, we're all gathered here today to take a shot
yes.
at the secret celebrity. This could be the last time that we do it. So if you miss it, we'll figure it out by tomorrow. But this could be the last time that we do it.
Oh, man, Sherry, the pressure's on.
Sherry, Sherry, Sherry.
Okay, here is the clip. Listen closely.
In time,
okay.
after being perched atop their mother's feet for 1,000 paces, like a child learning to dance on her mother's shoes, the chick takes his first steps alone.
Raymond, if you give me a drum roll, please. Sherry, here we go. Deep breath. From me, not her. Sherry, 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 Sherry. Take it home, Sherry. Who is that secret celebrity?
Okay. I got this. I got this. It's the movie about the penguins, and I know.
Yes!
Come on.
I know the
you
guy
got it!
Speaking. His name is Lionel Richie.
What?
Lionel Richie?
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
When she said penguins, I thought she had it.
From American Idol?
My friend Lionel. Sherry.
Oh, shoot.
Appreciate that
man,
call.
Man, I'm so disappointed.
We are, too. You're the closest one to get it so far because she knew it was the penguin.
Yeah.
Sherry, appreciate you listening. Thank you for being a part of the team.
Great. Thank
all right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for all you guys do. Bye.
Thank you for what you do, too. Well, there we have it. Tomorrow, maybe we'll take one final shot at it. I got to figure it out. I don't get it.
Or you're thinking about just giving up on
three,
this one?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13 misses.
Yikes.
I thought someone would get it the first day. 13 misses. One more shot tomorrow.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So this girl, Shirley Raines, is still helping out those in need, even though she's still social distancing. She runs this program called Beauty to the Streets, which goes out, finds homeless people, and helps give them stuff. So, you know, they can still go day to day. And she hands out burgers, hand sanitizer, and vitamin C all through these neighborhoods, but while staying in her car, and she makes sure that she doesn't touch anybody, but that they still get their stuff. And sometimes she'll even put it out like on top of the car. She'll be like, hey, come get it, which I had to do with my guy that was delivering food. Like, he just laid it on the side of the porch. And so I like the fact that even though the news is saying, hey, stay away from people, she's still out doing her thing. She just has found a way to modify how she does it. So I wanted to shout her out. Her name is Shirley Raines and Beauty in the Streets. So appreciate that.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Amy, I know you hate it when your husband watches football all fall. That's a constant topic for the show, is how he always wants to watch Dallas Cowboys. And you're like, when is football over, right?
Well, yeah, but it's more than just Cowboys. It's really any team. And then the thing is, it's Saturday's college game day, then Sunday's whatever, then there's Monday night, and there's Thursday night. It's all the time.
So are you rooting for Corona to cancel the NFL season?
No, because that would mean that Corona's still here come August or September or whatever kicks off football season. No, I will gladly take any sports over coronavirus. Are you kidding?
I will make the guess that if football's back, it won't be with crowds, even in October or November. If football's back, it will not be with crowds. So one of the things they're saying is that the NFL, first of all, won't proceed normally, that will probably be delayed and could possibly be canceled. Because you got to think all the pre-stuff that happens in the normal order isn't going to be able to happen. And, you know, Dr. Fauci yesterday was saying that as we come back in the fall, you've got the president going, okay, I was wrong about Easter. Now we'll try for the end of April. It's just going to continue to be delayed. And you're going to see it in the rural areas actually start to hit now. Where a lot of places are going, nah, this isn't real. It's not happening because it's not happening to us. Well, it's because you're in a place where there aren't a lot of people, like where I grew up. You're now seeing Jackson, Mississippi get hit a little bit. Shreveport, Louisiana. So you're seeing a lot of this happen. And I think it's just going to be really hard to stamp out in the next few months. I think we have a couple to few months at least of what we're doing right now, which is crazy to think about, right? And I hope I'm wrong. But they say everything is on the table for the NFL, including a canceled season. Now, there have been some people mention getting everybody that they know doesn't have corona, putting them in a place, like basically like a lock-in. We used to do church lock-ins, but you couldn't leave. And so you do a lock-in somewhere where there's a field or two, and all the coaches, nobody can leave, so there's no contact to the outside world, and everything is cleaned, so no one is able to get corona, and the people live there and keep playing and play games that way. They're talking about it for the NBA, too. They're going to have to figure out something because there's just so much. They're talking about billions of dollars. So I don't really expect to see baseball. Football will for sure get delayed. You know, they haven't made any decisions yet because it doesn't start until the fall. But I just wonder what you thought about football not coming back.
I mean, no, I would like, if any sign of normal times, that's what I want. Which if that means my husband watching football Thursday through Monday, I'll take it. I will take it over this craziness.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk said this. Mike D handed me this. Theoretically, it's possible that the NFL will build somewhere in the middle of nowhere a corona-free campus where all players, coaches, trainers, doctors, broadcasters, officials, etc., would spend the entire season sequestered from the rest of the world with games played on a series of fields from where the games will be televised with no one else present.
Oh my gosh.
It would be interesting. You know, I was supposed to do the NFL draft. I was one of the guys that covered the draft. I did a sports show for years and years and kind of had to pick this over that. And so I still, you know, do a little bit. But I was going to go cover the NFL draft for ABC, ESPN. That obviously was canceled, at least the part where you go to Vegas and have a big party. So, but everything is canceled. But anyway, I was wondering what you thought about that. I also saw where towing companies are booting trucks that deliver food and supplies. Like, I like to say good morning to everybody except these tow truck drivers. So in North Carolina, they are booting delivery food and supplies trucks. I did see in a kind of good news story, an airplane full of people, I think leaving from Alabama to fly to New York. Because in parts of Alabama, corona is not hitting there that hard. So there are people who New York needs because they are exhausted of doctors and nurses. So I saw Cuomo, who I love watching his press conferences. He's like, hey, if you're a medical professional and you can come up here and help us. And I saw this whole plane of medical professionals on a Southwest Airlines flight holding up hearts. I've seen a few of these, and they were flying up to help. And so cool. Just awesome. Just awesome. Couples exchange Burger King onion rings after coronavirus cancels their wedding. A couple had their wedding plans upended for the venue they had, leaving them with no other options. They were still able to exchange rings. They went to Burger King and did onion rings. You all right over there?
Cute.
Are you fighting back a yawn? What's the problem over here?
I was. Sorry. I was like, I don't like to yawn if you can... to your face, because then
it feels like what I'm saying is boring.
And
now I'm just like, I don't want to do the segment anymore. I know, is that boring?
No, it's not.
We got to turn it up.
No, it wasn't.
All right, guys, we're about to get this party hype. Okay. Amy's bored by the show right now. So what we're going to do is.
That is so not true.
Amy's bored right now. I'm sorry. We're going to go and do the least boring segment I know, which is Eddie's Spanish word of the day. Eddie, are you ready for this? We need something to hype us up.
All right. You want a fiesta? I got you, dude. Let's go.
Hit me with that music, Raymundo, please. Woo!
All right, everybody. The Spanish word of the day today is cerveza. You know what that means, guys?
Is that beer?
Beer.
There we go. And you have to say it like that. Cerveza.
Cerveza.
There you go. Let me use it in a sentence. Okay. Long neck, ice cold cerveza never broke my heart. That's what I'm talking. Hey, so after this coronavirus thing goes away, we're allowed to go back in bars. Go to the bar, hit the table, and say, "Dame un cerveza."
Okay.
Professor.
Yes.
Okay. Wait. Isn't another word you taught us carbón?
No.
No.
But that's charcoal. Do you want carbón? Would you like for me to use that in a sentence, Amy?
I don't know. Never mind.
What planet are you on right now, Amy?
Wait, did you teach us heart?
Yeah,
what is heart?
That's corazón, yes.
Oh, corazón. You taught
corazón.
Us that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So technically, if we're building on this, my point was it was long neck, ice cold, cerveza never broke my carbonazón.
Corazón, yes, Amy!
See, yes!
There you have it, our Spanish word of the day. There it is. Eddie, how's it going with the kids?
It's good, man. It's good. Like, I think Amy did a really good reenactment of what it's like doing Spanish with my kids. They're just like, they're not getting it, but we're getting there, man. Like, the first day is really, really hard, but we've got our groove now, and we're doing pretty good.
Amy, your daughter's classes are going live now and not just homework?
Yeah, I got an email to be prepared for her classes to be live, which means like she needs to be paying attention. She might get called on.
Wow.
And there was all the, you know,
I should do that with you. I look over at Amy and she's yawning. Like, we're doing this show. She's rubbing her eyes. Sometimes she looks off the screen. I don't even know what she's doing on her phone because we're not in the same room anymore. And usually I could be like, could wave at her and get her attention. If we're not in the same room, my wrist hurts from waving at her so much here on webcam. And then I look over and she's typing. And then she goes, I'm like, what are we even doing here?
That's not true. It wasn't that bad. It was not. I was trying to hold back the yawn because I didn't want to cause you to yawn.
Well, a second ago, Bobby was like, Amy, what are you doing? You were like, nothing. Yeah. And then that was it.
No, I said nothing.
No, what were you doing, though? You were on your phone or something.
My therapist had texted me and I was like replying back and I was like, oh, and I wanted to get her opinion on some advice that I gave.
After the show.
I know, but it had to do with the show and I was reading her advice and she affirmed my
feelings.
Amy's
doing her whole show, the Four Things podcast, during this show.
No, it was on this show.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're over there talking to your therapist. You're getting all your info for your podcast right now.
No, for the Bobby Bone Show.
I've never heard of it. Okay, listen.
What do you? Oh, okay, all right.
Sounds like you two need a cerveza.
I do.
There you go. I got you.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, the Bobby Bone Show.
Hey, time for another round of easy trivia. Let's go around the room. Amy, you're up first. Are you ready?
Ready.
By the way, if you're listening to the show, just know that these are all questions that we Google easy trivia for kids. So theoretically, we, the adults, would know all of these answers, right? Theoretically. In theory. Right, Amy?
In theory, yes.
Okay. Question number one. Amy, things fall when you drop them because of what force?
Gravity.
Nice. You're still in the game. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Every time Pinocchio tells a lie, what happens?
The nose grows.
That is correct. You're in the game. Eddie.
Come on.
What country is Justin Bieber from?
Oh, he's from Canada.
Nice. Okay. You all survived round one. Amy, over to you. How many inches are in a yard? A little harder this round. Just a little bit. Un poquito harder.
Gosh.
Talk it out
12
here.
12 inches are 12 inches are in a foot. Gosh. A yardstick is how many feet? How many feet is a yardstick?
You don't, okay. Don't ask 12? Us that. 12 feet, maybe. Okay.
Is it not? Is a yardstick not 12 feet? That's really big. Hold on. Bobby, you're 6 feet tall.
What?
Is a yardstick, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how is that going to help you?
It's helping me, Eddie. He told me to talk through it.
Yeah, talk through it.
So Bobby's 6 feet. Is a yardstick taller than you or shorter than you?
Amy, the question is how many inches are in a yard? Man, if you go on the second round easy trivia, that is bad news.
I mean, it happens, though. Don't make me feel bad. See, and this is why I shouldn't be teaching my kids school right now.
Go ahead. I need an answer. Three.
A yard. I feel like it's like 124 inches.
124 inches is incorrect.
What is it?
Amy, there are 3 foot in 1 yard.
Oh.
12
I'm an
inches.
Idiot.
It's 36 inches.
Hmm.
Wow. See, I told you I was way off with my yardstick being huge.
I mean, a first down would be
like a problem.
A first down would be a mile if Amy was making the football field.
You're right.
Wait. Okay, Okay, yeah. I pictured a football field during my track practice with Stashira. This was really bad. So the track instructions I got from the track coach to the drills I had to do with her, she was supposed to run 40 yards. And I was like, well, how am I supposed to know how far 40 yards is? Like, how? So I just pictured almost half of a football field, because 50 yards would be half a football field, right? Mm-hmm. And then I pictured what that might be. And
Amy's
a little
like,
bit
well,
less.
7 miles. It's all the same. Go.
Meet you here in 2 hours.
Oh, gosh. Yards are hard.
Amy's got her daughter training for a marathon, not running sprint practice. Okay, Amy, you've been eliminated. Lunchbox.
Bye. Yeah.
Botany is the study of what? Amy knows this. Go ahead.
I think it's plants.
Okay, it is plants.
I'm going plants.
That's it. Nice. You're still in the game. Eddie.
Come on.
How many lungs do humans normally have?
Two lungs, right?
Correct.
The left lung and the right lung.
Second round complete. Woo! Lunchbox and Eddie still in the game. We're going to do animals. Lunchbox, for you it's animals.
I'm an animal.
Baby frogs and toads are called what?
Tadpoles.
Tadpoles. That is correct.
Yeah!
Wow.
Woo!
Nice
you made
work.
You made me second guess myself with that pause.
Eddie.
Come on.
Your category will be movies.
Perfect. Love the movies.
What is the name of the pirate in Peter Pan?
Oh, that is Captain Hook.
Nice. Good, good, good. Next round, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner?
Oh, Francis Scott Key.
What?
What was your answer, Lunchbox?
Francis Scott Key.
And he looks at me like, why do I need to repeat that?
That's correct. Good. Eddie.
Come on, Bones.
What's the name of Winnie the Pooh's donkey friend? That's a tough one.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Uh-uh.
Go ahead.
That is Eeyore.
Nice.
And I will thank the lovely people of Austin, Texas for having Eeyore's birthday.
Oh, wow.
You ever go to that, man?
No. Oh. I never went to that.
Oh, boy, let me tell you. You see some things there.
Lunchbox.
Not a good place for kids.
Chug, chug, puff, puff, puff is how what famous children's book begins?
Oh, it's the Puff the Magic Dragon.
That is incorrect. Amy, Ooh. Do you know that?
What?
I do. Is it the little engine that could?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Eddie, you can win this one.
Come on.
Very easy. The Statue of Liberty was given to the United States by which country?
I believe that is France.
Is that your answer?
I don't know why, but that's what's in my mind. The French people gifted America the Statue of Liberty. Yes, that's my answer.
If it is France, Eddie is the winner of Easy Trivia.
Come on.
And his saying of all he does is win just continues on another game. Is it France? It is.
Yeah! Woo! Dang!
Mm. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Bones.
There he is. Eddie wins it all.
Wow.
Well, I feel like you get too excited when you get a question that you should know. I mean, to me...
What do you mean? You knew the French people gave the Statue of Liberty to us?
I think everyone does, but maybe it's not fair. Maybe I'm looking at the answers.
Yeah, you knew it, and then you're like, I don't know why this is in my head. It's in your head because that's the answer.
Yeah.
But Eddie?
No, you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
me?
I think.
Yeah, you, Eddie.
But they're all questions I Google kids easy trivia, you know? Here's a hard one.
Amy, did you know that one?
I did.
Okay.
Everybody always knows
but
the ones they
too.
Don't get.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Eddie's
no,
the winner.
No, always.
Congratulations. Also, let me say this. iHeart's Living Room Concert for America was a big old hit. Congratulations. Raised a bunch of money. It was cool to see everybody performing for the living room. By Tim McGraw on his pool. Here's a little bit of Tim McGraw from the show. Yeah.
She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And her heart don't forget something like it.
A lot of cool performances. Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, Mariah Carey, Dave Grohl. If you missed it, you can watch it on Fox Now, Hulu, and YouTube.com/iHeartRadio. And if you can, donate to Feeding America and the First Responders Children's Foundation. You can go to feedingamerica.org or onestrcf.org. It's a tough one to remember. But there you go. You can check it out, YouTube.com/iHeartRadio. Just a wonderfully put together show. I had to watch American Idol live and then DVR that and then go back and watch that because I was having to post as I was doing Idol. It's a tough place, Amy. I was involved in both shows, you know?
Oh, I know.
What am I supposed to do? The Bobby Bones Show. All right, let's go over to Morgan, number two, who is at her house. Morgan's been listening to the show all morning. Morgan, if people want to go check out the podcast, I hope they will, but what will they find today?
Well, Amy gave us an update on her kids' classes at home.
Yeah. Amy is part mom, part teacher, part principal, part cafeteria.
Track coach.
Yeah, part track coach, all that. All right, what else?
We heard some of the voicemails from listeners that they left us on our new line.
By the way, our new line is just our normal phone number. So if you're listening and you want to call and leave us a message, just call 877-77-BOBBY and leave a message. And that's now our voicemail line, too, as soon as the show is over. All right, what else?
We learned about the accents that draw the most confidence.
Okay. And finally?
And we played easy trivia.
All right. There you go. Amy, what's going on today?
I have a client meeting, I guess, on a phone call to discuss some stuff. And then other than that, I will dive into teaching and all the things you said, the other principal, PE, cook, cleaning, all the things. Yeah. What about you?
I got to take my dog for another checkup because he's had face half surgery. He's got two ear infections we're battling back from. So I do that as soon as I leave here. I have a call with CarShield today, who's a client who's fantastic. Supposedly, hopefully, if my voice is better, I'll talk to John Party tonight. But so just normal stuff. It's almost dumb that we do the part now where we go, what's up today? Because we don't do anything. We sit at home, play PlayStation.
Oh.
What I said that. Well, today I'm going to do 2 hours of NBA 2K20, probably get in a little Fortnite. So, yeah, that's it. Yeah. But thank you guys for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on the show. Pick up the whole podcast. Just search Bobby Bones Show wherever you listen to your podcasts. All right, bye, everybody.
Fight. Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on. Win.
Love you.